Hello, this is Dustin Wilmus. You might know me from The 5 Count here on KMSU, a show on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Go to thefivecount.com for more info on that. But right now, it is time for a bonus interview here on KMSU. We're joined today by Mankato's own Adam Moen. He's in the Chanhassen Dinner Theater's new production of Beautiful, the Carol King musical, running now through the end of the summer. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, first of all, Beautiful, the Carol King musical, is now on the main stage at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. And so far, I've heard a lot of the reviews have been pretty good, and it seems like the show has been a success so far.
Yes, it's been amazing. It's just one of those shows that even if you don't know who Carol King is, you will recognize a lot of the music. And it is an amazing story of Carol King and kind of how she got her start in the music business, and you get to meet many different singer-songwriters and groups along the way, and you will definitely leave the theater singing at least one of those songs.
Yeah, Carol King has definitely had an interesting life and career, and you know, most people know her from her Tapestry album and you know the hits that she had, but maybe some of the listeners might not realize she was kind of writing hits for everyone else before that.
Yes, and that's one of the most exciting and fun parts of the show, that it's almost like a history lesson in that sense, because it starts much earlier than the Tapestry album, which everyone, of course, knows. But when the show starts, we see her at 16 years old, and she's writing for groups like the Drifters and the Shirelles and the Chiffons, and you just had no idea that she wrote that, and they became so popular, but because she was behind the scenes, nobody really knew that that was her until we get to Tapestry much later in the show, when she's a little bit older. But the exciting part is that you find out she wrote all of these iconic songs when she was but a teenager.
Well, and speaking of some of the other people involved, I know you play one of the Righteous Brothers. Can you tell us a bit about your part in the show?
Yeah, so I'm in the ensemble, and I also am featured as one of the Righteous Brothers at one point in the show with my counterpart, Tony Vierling, who has been a Chanhassen Dinner Theater staple for many years, so it's a very exciting moment for me. And the number is the song You've Lost That Loving Feeling, which was kind of their first big iconic hit. And it is very much a show-stopping moment. It's one of those numbers in the show that the majority of the audience every night knows that one in particular. And it is just this great moment where we just get to come out and just deliver this incredible song. And it's just so special. It's such a fun moment.
Excellent. Again, Adam Moen's with us, and we're talking about Beautiful, the Carol King musical. It's now at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. You can get your tickets at chanhassendt.com. And Adam, you mentioned the ensemble, and I know some of the listeners maybe might hear a Carol King musical and think, oh, it's a woman at a piano singing songs, but it seems like there's actually more actors involved with this show than maybe a lot of the other ones that Chanhassen has done in the past.
Yeah, we have a great cast. I believe we have 28 or 29 cast members, and we have so many different ensemble members featured within the show. And that's a fun part of the show, because it's not just Carol King up there the whole time. You get to meet Little Eva and the Righteous Brothers and the Drifters and the Chiffons and all of these different groups and singers. And in the show, it's such a great part of the ensemble members to step up and be featured. So everybody gets a moment, everybody gets a feature, everybody gets a little song or something. So that's a really exciting part as an ensemble member, that you get to step into the spotlight at one point in the show. So it's really exciting.
And of course, a lot of the songs in the show were huge hits and radio staples, you know, for years and years. Does that help you, if you're a fan of the music before you get the part, does that kind of make things easier when you're rehearsing for the show?
Yes, most definitely. Two things with that. One, if you know it, it's already, you know, kind of, it's in there, and you get excited to be able to perform that. And then on the flip side, if you don't know it, it's so exciting. Like this show, Beautiful, and the one previous, Jersey Boys, it was very similar, where it followed a real life singer or group. But when you're in rehearsal or getting to know the stage version of it, you have a moment of like, oh, I didn't know that they wrote this song. I didn't know they sang that song. And then it's on the flip side, even more exciting to dive into new material that you maybe didn't know before.
Well, Adam, I know you've been in a lot of shows at Chan Hansen over the years. I guess what's been your favorite role, and also what is it about Chan Hansen that keeps you coming back?
Sure. So Chan Hansen is just such a legacy. It's a very special place. It's one of the longest running dinner theaters in the country, and maybe one of the only ones left at this moment in time. It's such a tradition. I grew up going there. My father grew up going there. He brought me there as a kid because my grandparents brought him. And then I got to work there starting right out of college from Mankato. And it's such a family-run business. You really do feel like you're part of a family, and everyone is so close. And there's been many, many amazing people that have worked in all different levels there that have been there for years. And so it just is such a family run business. And it's just a beautiful thing to be a part of. This is my 10th production at Chan Hansen. So that's very exciting as well. Some of my favorites have been Hello Dolly. I played Barnaby in that one. And that was such a thrill. I was just previously in Jersey Boys. That was an amazing time, great group, amazing show. Some of my other favorites have been Fiddler on the Roof or The Little Mermaid. So I've gotten to be part of some really, really fun ones.
Excellent. And you mentioned being from Mankato here, going to MSU. And I think it's always great when you see local actors go on, you know, to make a living in acting. There are so many avenues now, it seems. You don't have to just be in New York or LA to be a working actor.
Right. Minneapolis has such a great and professional and pretty large theater community. And a lot of it is musical theater based, which is amazing. I graduated from Mankato in 2012 with a BFA in musical theater and knew that I didn't have to go directly to New York. I could go to the Twin Cities, and there are so many opportunities and theaters that are thriving. And one of them being Chan Hansen Dinner Theater, where they do long runs from 6 months to a year. That's a lot longer than many other smaller theaters. And so you just know that if you land those shows, if you get your foot in the door there, it's great stability and a wonderful contract to have with those long runs. I would always recommend looking at the Twin Cities for going into theater or seeing theater. There are so many amazing theaters producing wonderful shows.
Well, Adam, can you talk a bit about, you know, becoming an actor and then working in musical theater? It seems, you know, obviously not every actor can sing, but you can do both, and you have to do both in the Carole King musical. I mean, acting, singing, dancing, that's obviously not something all actors can pull off.
Right, yes. It is, you know, you have to be what they call a triple threat, singer, dancer, actor, in a lot of these big musical productions because they require all of those things. So I grew up loving musical theater, and my parents took me to auditions at a really young age, and it stuck, and I loved it so much, and continued to work in community theater growing up, and then once all through high school, and then once I went to college, I really, really took it seriously and worked probably the hardest I've ever worked, and took tons of classes, and we were exposed to so many things in class and audition based, and being in the shows and having to perform for your peers and your classes and be graded on your performance. So it was very cutthroat at moments, but really shaped me into the performer and person I am today. And then as an adult going into the business, you learn a lot as well from just being around other professionals and doing 8 shows a week on a professional level. But then at the same time, you're still auditioning, you're still taking class, you're still taking voice lessons and dance class, and you're still always working on your craft.
Well, again, beautiful. The Carol King musical runs through the summer here at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. You can get your tickets at chanhassendt.com. The reviews have been great. And Adam, is there going to be maybe something else we could see you in later this year, or do you think ahead that far when you're in a big production like this?
Yeah, so Beautiful goes until the end of September, September 28th, I believe. And then after that, the theater is doing a production of White Christmas. We actually will be having auditions for that in the next week or so. So going in for that, fingers crossed. But if not, I'm sure something else will come up. There's been many audition opportunities in this last month or so for a bunch of the professional theaters in town. So, you know, you always got to think ahead, and then it's the waiting game. So let's hope.
Excellent. Well, I wish you luck with that. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in the Carol King musical here at Chanhassen. And again, Adam, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And again, that was Adam Mullen. He is in the production of Beautiful, the Carol King musical, on now at the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters running through the summer. And you can get your tickets at chanhassendt.com. I feel the earth.